From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Malone, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. These are challenging times. The COVID-19 pandemic has tested our institutions, our businesses, and ourselves in ways many of us could have not predicted. When we started this podcast, we focused on crisis management as the pandemic raged. Season 2 was all about resilience in the face of uncertainty. And our new season will look at what has emerged as the dominating theme of the pandemic, transformation. From products and services and consumer relations to future plans and how these leaders themselves have personally transformed. We'll be going in depth to learn just how much our world has changed. Enjoy. I'm joined today by Jenny Morahon, the president and CEO of the Fort Lauderdale Downtown Development Authority. Jenny, welcome.
Hi, Abby. Thank you for having me.
While filled with challenges, last year also provided the opportunity to reevaluate priorities and address inefficiencies. With this in mind, how has the Fort Lauderdale DDA transformed its thinking as it relates to guiding development in downtown Fort Lauderdale?
I mean, so much has changed, and I'm glad transformation is the big focus of your season 3 here. You know, two things I really want to highlight with this response, and we have taken on just a much higher, quicker, expeditious pace for projects and a focus on implementing more tactical actions, right? So what does that really mean? You know, before the pandemic, and really for almost a decade or more, the DDA was really working behind the scenes, bringing together public sector agencies to focus on important and highly complex projects. It took us almost a decade to get federal funding to get a new courthouse, a federal courthouse built in downtown Fort Lauderdale, and that's still in the process. We worked for more than a decade to bring a modern streetcar system to downtown, and unfortunately, that didn't come to fruition. And we've been working for a handful of years with City of Fort Lauderdale and Broward County on developing a joint government campus. And those are all really important projects, civic investments, and they mean a lot for the urban core. But in the meantime, we have to pick up the speed and work faster to really show projects in quicker turnaround time. And so we've devoted a lot of resources in this past year in two real key areas. One is telling our story and telling it to a national audience. You know, for so long, the work, like I just described, it was somewhat behind the scenes. It was a lot of intergovernmental coordination. And we weren't necessarily out there advocating the virtues and assets of downtown Fort Lauderdale to a much wider audience. So that has become paramount in this, you know, quest for relocations and investment, making sure Fort Lauderdale is part of the story of the South Florida interest. And then the second thing that we've really done as it relates to just more tactical activity is what we call urban acupuncture. You know, going out there with quick fix, highly visible, you know, maybe lower capital cost investment and wait, instead of a $100 million, $200 million project, let's get in there and improve streets block by block. Let's go, you know, implement murals and public art projects. So we're really focusing on those kind of aspects. And that's really what people are looking for in this, you know, pandemic and post-pandemic world, is that sense of experience. So we're really trying to make those tactical improvements in downtown.
I love that term, urban acupuncture.
Yeah.
With the influx of new residents and businesses relocating to South Florida that has only been further expedited by this pandemic, what are some of the new sectors or businesses you see emerging and becoming more prominent over the course of the next year? And how will these help further transform the growth of downtown Fort Lauderdale?
So downtown has an interesting story. I'll start with this. In just about the last 7 years, there's been 24 new residential projects delivered, about 7,000 units. And half of those have been just within the past 2 years. So we've seen over a 34% increase in population since 2010. It's just been almost exponential. And so despite COVID, we've actually seen a greater increase in a lot of the commercial development and the amenities that support this growing population. Almost 4 to 5 new hotels have either been built or are under construction, with over 600 new hotel rooms, becoming a place as a destination, not only the beach, but downtown for visitors. We've seen dozens of new restaurants come in. And we know this is at a time when many in the restaurant and hospitality industry are suffering. So this is a huge beacon of, you know, potential success in that industry as well. And, you know, even in downtown, Publix has its first ever Greenwise Market in Broward County that opened in our urban core. So, you know, these are all in that commercial sector serving the growing population. And it's very important. But I think the other part that we've really been seeing is, you know, much like the rest of South Florida, an increase in tech, in startup opportunity, the entrepreneurial spirit. A lot of that really comes on the heels of some notable and successful companies that already exist in Greater Fort Lauderdale. Companies like Chewy and Magic Leap, Ultimate Software. We're seeing smaller entities see that Greater Fort Lauderdale can be a destination for success in that realm and really grow from here, much like executives at Google, Amazon, Microsoft, you know, left those notable companies and went on and started their own. So that's also the part of the industry that we're seeing grow here in Fort Lauderdale as well.
As businesses continue to return back to the office space, how have you noticed the adaptation of the commercial space and businesses within downtown Fort Lauderdale?
Well, like I said, fortunately, we've had so many new residents come to downtown that our streets aren't empty. There's still a vibrancy. And, you know, of course, it's been minimized with work from home, work from anywhere, you know, not having almost 7 million square feet of our office space in downtown occupied with the pre-COVID 65,000 employees. But we're still seeing, you know, activity on the street. In regards to how we think these trends are going to play out, you know, the pendulum has swung so fast, or did swing immediately. So we know that it's not going to be a full-fledged return to pre-COVID work routines anytime in the near future. We're seeing a healthy mix of both workers, employees, and companies who want to get back into the office and collaborate in a face-to-face setting. You and I would have probably been, you know, holding this interview if we had our druthers face-to-face. And so we know that there's kind of that pent-up demand to get back in the office environment, but also that it's balanced with, you know, a workforce that for some, and also leaders of companies, really value increased productivity in some ways from work from home, work from anywhere. And a lot of that is because in some cases, there's a healthier work-life balance and you can really, you know, accomplish many more things all at once. You know, I think because we've had such an increase in our population and the experience side of downtown is growing still as well, that's only going to lend for the attraction for leaders of companies to say, you know, let's bring employees back to really be part of this urban core.
How have you observed the relationship between the public and private sectors in Fort Lauderdale transform and adapt over the course of the past year? And how will this ultimately benefit the city's future?
So public-private partnerships, P3s, you know, co-benefit scenarios, whatever term we want to call these, they're the bedrock of how cities grow, how industry excels, and how people prosper. It takes, you know, bold visionary leaders in the public sector, our elected officials, to really chart out a vision. But a lot of times that vision is also based on how the private sector is coming to the table with their investment dollars. And here in Fort Lauderdale, we've seen a huge increase in the really collaboration, not just talking to one another, but working together on shared priorities and visions for new investments. We have Inter Miami, the soccer club, built a new stadium here in Fort Lauderdale. We have the Florida Panthers putting their footprint in downtown Fort Lauderdale with a new practice facility. New entities coming to the table to look at using public-owned land for new development, like affordable housing, dynamic activated park spaces. So, you know, these are all needs of a metropolitan community. And oftentimes the government isn't necessarily well equipped, whether with capital, with innovative resources, or just with the bandwidth to carry these out. And so when the private sector is bringing their dollars and their, you know, speed of delivery, it's really advancing a lot of the public sector's goals on a much quicker basis. And like I started with, pace is everything right now. You know, folks really want to see action quick.
And what about you, Jenny? How have you personally transformed after this past year?
Wow. I think we're all still transforming, or at least I am. And hopefully that's a process that lasts throughout, you know, my life. I'll say, you know, this past year or so has really amplified maybe some of my existing traits. So, you know, being a compassionate leader, being somebody who is very thoughtful of kind of how others are experiencing good, bad, and everything in between. You know, my domestic side, believe it or not, I really enjoy, you know, being home with our family and you know, being very nimble, being able to adjust to change. I thrive in changing environments. I like change. So fortunately, that's been an upside. I think some of the areas where I'm probably transforming and flexing new muscles in the most ways are multitasking. I'm actually really prefer to compartmentalize, get one thing done at a time, move on. It's kind of, you know, that's in my DNA. So really being almost, you know, full-time at-home mom / full-time president CEO / Jenny time, if that ever comes into play, you know, you have to do all of that simultaneously. And that's certainly been a bit challenging. But also really learning to relax a little bit more. You know, I think we all joke of what Netflix series are you watching right now? Or, you know, what are you doing in downtime? And finding the joy in that and the calm and not feeling like by relaxing, I'm not getting something else done. And then probably the biggest transformation is, you know, recognizing that executing is the priority over a perfect strategy. So, you know, we need to move, we need to get things done, and we can sit and, you know, come up with contingency plan A, B, C through Z. And that's okay. And sometimes that's needed. But at the end of the day, you know, good and done outweighs perfect and just intended every day. And so that's really been where I'm trying to transform as a leader, as a professional in our community, and really moving the ball forward.
You have been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.